This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. Police in Virginia Beach, Virginia are still searching for a motive for Friday's mass shooting in which a disgruntled city worker shot and killed 12 people and wounded four others at a city office building. Police Chief James Cervera identified the assailant as Dwayne Craddock, an employee of 15 years as an engineer with the city's utilities department. All but one of the victims worked with Craddock in that department. The police chief declined to comment on a motive for Friday's rampage, which ended with Craddock's death in a gun battle with police. Virginia Beach Mayor Bobby Dyer said the city will not be defined by the tragedy.
We will not be defined by this horror. We will go forward. We are a city of resiliency and resolve.
Agent Sahan Benedict from the U.S. Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives said that both weapons used in Friday's shootings were .45 caliber pistols, and both had been bought legally. The United States is reportedly sending dozens of Department of Homeland Security agents and investigators to Guatemala to help stem the flow of unauthorized migration from Central America to the U.S. The Washington Post newspaper reports that DHS personnel will advise Guatemalan police and migration authorities on how to halt human smuggling. The intent of the effort is to close heavily traveled routes to the United States and discourage migrants from embarking on journeys to the U.S. through Mexico. President Donald Trump threatened stiffer tariffs against Mexico on Thursday if it does not stop illegal migrants, most of them from Central America, from crossing the U.S.-Mexico border. Trump also threatened to cut off aid to Central American countries. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Hungarian prosecutors on Saturday said a judge had ordered the formal arrest of a captain whose cruise ship collided with a tour boat on the Danube River, killing seven South Korean tourists. The judge ordered the 64-year-old Ukrainian captain of the Viking Sigyn to be formally arrested for 30 days. Dr. T. M. Toth Balash, that is the captain's attorney.
He still feels distraught over the number of victims that this accident has produced, and he repeatedly asked to convey our condolences to the members of the families of these victims.
The Viking ship collided Wednesday evening with a smaller sightseeing boat carrying 35 people, most of them South Korean tourists, in the capital Budapest. Seven people were rescued and 21 remain missing. Forces loyal to Libya's UN-backed government launched a violent attack Saturday against the Libyan National Army forces loyal to Marshal Khalifa Haftar, south of the capital, Tripoli. Sources confirmed that government forces had made progress in areas previously controlled by the LNA. Colonel Mohamed Ganuno, a government forces representative, said that government forces managed to take control of new locations from the LNA, especially in the area of Ain Zara. He added that government forces destroyed several armed vehicles belonging to the LNA in various axes during the advance of government forces south of Tripoli. Opposition icon Etienne Tshisekedi, whose son is now Congo's president, was laid to rest Saturday in his homeland, more than 2 years after he died during a political stalemate over the country's long-delayed elections. A funeral procession joined by thousands made its way to the 80,000-seat Martyrs Stadium on the outskirts of Kinshasa for the funeral. The elder Tshisekedi was the face of Congo's opposition for decades, but died before his political nemesis Joseph Kabila agreed to step aside and allow a new presidential vote to go forward. Scores of emergency workers were battling bad weather Saturday to locate eight climbers missing on India's second highest mountain. Four Britons, two Americans, an Australian, and an Indian were set to climb the 7,826-meter-tall Nanda Devi East Peak and return to the base camp last weekend. However, the group failed to report back to the base camp after starting the ascent on May 13th. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.